Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Happy holidays, everyone. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We've got an amazing end of the year wrap-up episode with all sorts of good information, lots of trend predictions for 2018. I'm super excited. What are we going to talk about, Jess?
We are going to talk about the new Pat McGrath apparel. Yes, you've heard that correctly. We're going to muse on that. Then makeup. If you have a cold, I'm still nursing mine, so maybe you can hear that in my voice. And then finally, does exercise actually help your skin?
Jess is very skeptical. We'll get into that with a little science. And then our guest is Ms. Carly Cardellino. She's the beauty director of Cosmopolitan.com, and she's going to share with us big trends of the year, what she's predicting for next year, and what everybody who goes to Cosmo.com wants to read about. It's going to be an awesome episode. Let's do it. It's expensive to be me.
Jen.
Yes.
How much do you love Pat McGrath?
Well, a lot, but I love her even more when she comes on Fat Mascara in 2018. It's my New Year's resolution to get Pat on the show.
Why don't you all tweet Pat McGrath and tell her to come on the show, because we really need her on the show. And I also really need her to explain the new brand extension, which is an apparel line.
For Pat McGrath Labs beauty line,
exactly.
Doing clothing. Crossover moment.
Now, people who love Pat, you can also Instagram her. I'm just going to add that because she's very, very good on Instagram. But I know that Pat fans are like devotees. They live and die for her. So I can understand why it was a natural extension to have clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little perplexed by one thing.
What's that?
The price.
Oh, what are we talking here? There's long sleeve t-shirts. There's a jacket, right?
Yeah. The most affordable item I'm seeing here is a hieroglyphic t-shirt for $60.
Okay.
The price tops out $400 for a bomber jacket.
Well, it's a luxe makeup line, so you'd imagine her swag would be as equally luxe, no?
I struggle to understand why a hoodie is $250. Any brand.
Right.
Call me old-fashioned. But I understand that, yes, it's a luxe makeup line, but she's also selling in Sephora. She's selling in Bergdorf Goodman.
Right.
There is an accessibility to Pat McGrath that I love. Like, she started, you know, working for, well, she didn't start there, but, you know, she was known for working for, like, you know, John Galliano. And then she's like, you know, I want to be in Sephora making my lip kits available to, like, street kids.
With a little
when
bit
I say
of
street
a...
kids, I mean, like, you and me. You know, just, like, right. the populace.
And a little side project there with CoverGirl, speaking of mass.
Exactly. Hello, yeah. So she went to CoverGirl and then to Sephora. So I'm a little confused by this kind of price structure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I should tell you what the items look like. They're black, they're cotton, they have the hieroglyphic.
Big label on it, it's a big logo.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? It reminds me of Emily Weiss was talking about this. Like, what beauty brands can you name that you'd actually want to wear the apparel of? And we were, of course, like, oh, Dior and Chanel. She's like, that doesn't count. They were fashion labels first.
Yeah.
And I thought back and I was like, well, we did get Dr. Pimple Popper t-shirts. But they were more of like a novelty
item. They were funny. They were gimmicky.
And true, Glossier does the sweatshirt, and everybody was wearing that sweatshirt for a while.
Yeah, so she was smart. You know, the Glossier sweatshirt. Now we have like these Pat McGrath items, which we'll put a link to on the blog. They look like, to me, they look like tour jackets. And they look like, you know, you're on like Beyonce's or like Jay-Z's.
I think they're really cool looking. But I don't know if I want her name that big on me, you know?
I mean, they're not like, I don't think they're that heavily branded. They don't say Pat McGrath.
No, they do. Pat McGrath Labs.
Oh, yeah, Pat McGrath. Yeah, down the sleeves.
I think that she should have done, you know how they come in the sequin baggies? And in fact, there have been knockoff products that are now packaged in a baggie with sequins in it.
Yes.
I want the jacket to have like, remember when you were little in elementary school and there was like a sweatshirt that had like a plastic thing with like water in it with little fishies floating around?
Yeah.
Like a puffy paint situation kind of thing. I think she should have done like, this is so tacky. And this is why I don't have a brand. like a little pouch with like sequins in it and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have personally gone for
Nobody
that.
Nobody would have, but it would have made me happy.
I have to add that the $400 bomber is sold out. The other thing is like, you know, Emily was like, I guess this is kind of what she was saying or she was like hinting at, which is like now happening. It's like, okay, you're part of the Glossier Club. You want the sweatshirt. You're part of the Pat McGrath Club. You want the outfit. Like, what other brands are we seeing that you would want to be part of that club?
I'm trying to think now. And I was like, ooh, NYX has some really obsessive fans, but I don't think I'd want that on a shirt.
Maybe Milk?
Milk would definitely do Milk.
Right?
Milk, yeah.
The Milk Club.
Plus, it has a good aesthetic. But if it's a corrective brand, like a lovely It Cosmetics, but you don't, it's like a helpful brand, but I don't get on board with like its branding per se.
Mm-hmm,
even though they probably sell tons more than any of these brands that we just talked about.
Or Way. I mean, Way has hats.
Way.
Get wasted.
Way.
Yeah.
You're right. Way. That's something you might buy a brand.
So, yeah, I mean, you really, there
depends
are only
on
a few brands that can do this. I don't know. Guys, would you buy a Pat McGrath? Would you spend your money on a Pat McGrath bomber, sweatshirt, tee?
And what other brands do you think should be doing a parable?
We're genuinely curious because the beauty world is moving into a new space. So hit us up, email us, tweet us, Insta us, and Insta Pat, please.
Jess, I'm so sorry you're still not feeling well.
I got knocked out.
You did, and I can hear it in your voice. But I want to know, you don't look so bad. In fact, you look pretty damn good. I even walked in. I was like, is that Julianne Moore sitting there? What have you been doing to sort of make sure your skin doesn't look crazy while you're sick?
Heavy moisture.
Everybody this time of year, I feel like, needs tips for how to look alive when they're sick. Can you help us?
My nose is raw, but I actually emailed a friend of mine and, like, friend of the pod, rather, Daniel Martin, our fabulous makeup artist, because I got hit a couple days ago, and I also knew that a lot of our listeners might be feeling the pain too.
Yeah, there's a bug going around.
Yeah, it's really bad, right? So I said, what can you tell people who are like, if you get a client and they're very sick, what do you do? You know, how do you adjust the makeup? And he said, the goal is to rehydrate and boost vitality back into the skin.
Ooh, boost vitality.
I know, I love that, right? So he said, when you're sick, your skin tends to be sallow and dry. And
sallow means like yellowy, right?
Like just like loses color. It could be kind of gray too. It just like loses that
depending on
vitality.
Your skin tone. Yeah. Okay.
And dry. And he even said clammy. I wasn't clammy. I was more dry because I'd been blowing my nose every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it's really all about the skin prep. So if your skin isn't prepped properly, your foundation will look and feel heavy because it's not going to just sit on top and not melt.
I do the opposite. I just start slapping it on and hope
no,
for the best.
You don't, no. That's like nails on
okay,
the chalkboard.
Okay, so what's the
no.
prep?
So he said a good moisture mask is helpful. And his favorite for sick skin is Clark's Botanicals Deep Moisture Mask, which I used to have, and I can attest it's amazing. I sometimes used to sleep with it. It's so good. So he said, leave that on for 10 to 15 minutes and wipe off with a warm washcloth.
Mm.
Now, this is something I know you like. He said eye drops are a big help to wake up the eyes.
Yes.
I never really use eye drops, but he likes them.
Especially when you're sick.
Mm-hmm. He said he also uses Neosporin around the nostrils. I don't know where my Neosporin is, but I would have used it if I did, to remedy the chapped skin before putting on concealer.
Ooh, now, wait, can I add in a little
yes.
tip there?
Yes, yes.
Because Emily Warren, one of my friends, has told this to me.
And previous pod guest.
That's true. You know how you get flaky?
Yeah.
And I used to just throw it on top, which sort of like the flakes are still there. They're just like then sealed down and they pop up later. And then I heard a million times the warm, wet washcloth to buff it off. And I'm like, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I let someone watch me do it. They were like, that's why it's not working. People, it actually takes some time. You have to go really lightly and slowly and like a good minute to a minute and a half. I think people are just thinking, oh, I'm scrubbing it off like an exfoliant. Mm. No, you're almost like massaging them in a circular motion until the flake sort of like on its own flakes off instead of like trying to rub it off like an exfoliator. Does that make sense?
Just gently buff, you mean?
Gently buff, but it takes a while. Like a
massage,
good minute and a half,
like a nose massage.
Even with chapped lips too, same thing. It took like almost 2 minutes to finally get those flaky pieces off.
I use a lip scrub. Daniel didn't recommend that, but I use a little lip scrub
too.
Okay,
so once we've taken off the flakes, then
now it's time for makeup. Keep the makeup light-handed. If your cheeks are flushed, rather than go against it, work with it by doing a flushed, stained lip and tons of mascara.
Mm.
Nothing too heavy on the eyes, unless you rim the waterlines in dark.
Wait, but tons of mascara is heavy, no?
Yes.
Okay, but just maybe not a volumizing formula with lots of fibers.
Yeah.
More like a lengthening formula.
Yes.
Okay.
He said, stay away from too much shadow because you're going to look gaunt and heavy and not when you're feeling your best.
Okay.
So we use mascara to wake up the eyes. Nothing with too much fibers is going to fly into your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A little blush, bam, bam, bam. And personally, I would not make this your red lip moment.
Good tips. Thank you for Jess and thank you for Daniel. And
Daniel did the heavy lifting there.
Guys, I hope you feel better and get well soon if you're feeling under the weather.
And carry pocket tissues with you. I've gotten caught a lot.
Why are they called pocket tissues?
Those little pocket packs.
Oh, okay. Fine. Yeah. Pocket tissues for all.
Pocket tissues, yes.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right in. Tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this, kid. Stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Don't drop the pen and disrespect the weave. Pick up your center, disrespect your seat. It's a party tonight.
Jan, I went to the coolest event last week.
Tell us more, Jess.
It was for Aveeno, and people who follow my own personal Instagram can see the dorkiest picture of me with these boxing gloves at Shadowbox.
I thought I was on the wrong – I was scrolling through, and I thought I was in Bizarro World. I was like, wait, is that Jess with boxing gloves?
I wasn't invited? No, I put it on there because I just, like, have never seen me look that way, and –
It threw me off.
Was very off-brand. I kind of loved it, though. So I
what did you learn at this
event? Took us to Shadowbox, which is this great boxing studio. It's like you're boxing in the dark. People are very nice to you. They speak to you slowly. And it was great. But the connection between Aveeno and Shadowbox was they wanted to talk about exercise, giving you like a glow and like
yes.
all over glow.
Yes, and preach Aveeno.
At first, I was in the corner with my arms crossed, not convinced. And
you know.
And then the dermatologist they had was making some connections about how it does, you know, get things shaken around there and give you an all over glow. And
what did she think of your theory that you shake around the toxins and then you, that's
no,
why
I didn't
sick.
Tell anyone that was, okay. That was something that I thought in my head. That was a private thought the next day. Yeah.
Okay. So she's saying it is good for the circulation reasons.
Exactly. It gives you a glow, an immediate glow, you know, right after
that.
But it also does have long-term benefits, right?
Yes. The thing that I have always learned about exercise when I worked at Prevention, I did a story on this, is you forget that it's anti-inflammatory. And there's research, just one session. This is the other thing. They're always like, if you do it for this long, you'll get benefits. This is truly one thing that one 30-minute session of exercise has an anti-inflammatory benefit at the cellular level. So it's not just like if I have a swollen muscle, it's going down, but things like arthritis. And of course, we've learned inflammatory conditions lead to your skin looking crappy.
Right.
So just 30 minutes of exercise lowers inflammation, which means psoriasis, eczema, dry skin, aging, wrinkles, all that is reduced just from one time exercising.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And I felt like a little foolish because I've always thought that was one of those things that people say.
Yeah, like an old wives tale.
Yeah,
like,
oh, you know, this, I don't know. I just kind of, I felt like the cranky teen.
Like they were trying to trick us into exercising.
Yes, exactly.
I know you well. It's not a trick. And honestly, just from anecdotal evidence, I feel like it's so true. You go out there and go for like a half an hour run. You're like, damn it. Why do I feel whole body better? Not just like my muscles, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody who is sick and used all our makeup tips, if you're not so sick that you can't go out and get a little exercise.
Yeah, you don't need to go for that long.
I think it'll
30 minutes.
It'll make your skin look good. Maybe it's something that we need to work on in the new year too, resolution-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to try again this year. We'll see how it goes. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honey Love bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know
some of my mom's best stories. I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Now I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak.
We are here with Carly Cardellino, who is the beauty director of Cosmopolitan.com and a friend of ours for more than a couple years. She's in the beauty biz. We thought it'd be fun, because it's the end of the year, to get Carly to talk about what 2017 was all about and what 2018 is going to be about.
She knows what's trending.
She totally knows what's trending. Hi, Carly. Welcome.
Hi, Carly. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I know. I'm the double C.
We've been wanting to
have the other double C.
Whoa. Hello. It's Cosmo. We're starting already. We've wanted Coco Chanel. Oh, I was talking about bra sizes. Lord, it's been a long day. God. We've wanted to have you on the show for a while. And this just feels like a good time of year, like lots of buzzy stuff going on.
Totally.
So tell me this. My first question is, when you are writing a story for Cosmo.com or editing one, like, who do you picture as the Cosmopolitan reader? Like, who's out there in the web world reading everything?
I like to picture her as this girl who wants to be the coolest girl of her friend group. She wants to be in the know. She's pretty mainstream. She's very into pop culture. But, you know, she loves herself a glitter cat eye and, you know, wants to know what is super popular all the time. So that's what we do. Our best to feed her.
Glitter cat eyes.
Yes.
Is that like something that people click on?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, glitter everything. I feel like 2017 was the year of glitter.
Oh, all right. We didn't even ask you yet. Like chunky glitter or small shimmer glitter?
I think your work here is done.
Chunky,
thank you, Carly.
Chunky glitter is super dangerous near the eye, as you all know. Actually, we wrote a story on Cosmo about how this woman had to get her eye removed because there was a fleck of glitter that caused her to go blind. Yeah.
But she couldn't have been using, like...
She wasn't using finely milled glitter. It was, like, craft glitter, perhaps.
Okay, this wasn't, like, she didn't buy this at, like, a makeup... This wasn't, like, cosmetic-grade glitter.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Hear that, people? Take your arts and crafts supplies and keep them on the
desk. Go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what are some of the Cosmo articles that you've done that have gotten a lot of feedback recently?
Okay, so this year we did glitter butts. So you know when you're at the beach and you're sitting down in the sand and then you stand up and there's sand on your butt cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
In like a certain way. Mm-hmm. So this makeup artist decided that she was going to mimic that effect with glitter. And Brooke, my senior beauty editor, broke the news to the world about glitter butts. And it was covered far and wide from the Daily Mail to Pop Sugar.
So what is the best performing story of 2017?
Okay, so I was really excited to do this story slash video because we're pushing video in a huge way at Cosmo.com. And we did this hyperlapse with the drag queen Miss Fame.
Mm-hmm. What is a hyperlapse for those who aren't like using this like tech lingo?
Yes. So a hyperlapse is basically no sound and you watch an individual do some sort of something. So for example, Miss Fame was applying a full face of makeup from zero makeup to a, you know, full beat.
Okay.
How long did it take? And then how long is the video?
It took, well, the video is like 2 minutes, like 2 minutes and 4 seconds long or something along those lines. And it took him like, you know, 3 hours all said and done, like walked in.
Oh my gosh.
To leave. But the video has like 57 million views.
Whoa. Do you think that's because of
organically
him?
Yes.
Just because he has a lot of followers.
I think it's, he has a lot of followers, but I think that just people like watching mesmerizing content and a full-blown change. Like, if you watch it, he goes from this gorgeous but normal-looking dude to this beautiful woman with, like, cotton candy-like hair with
Crispy.
Why does it sound so weird?
It's a
super crisp cat eye.
It's very lispy. Yeah.
Okay. So with the super crisp cat eye, and you're just watching it, and he did it freehand. It's so nuts. But we've also been doing this new franchise called The Braid Up.
What's The Braid Up?
Which we bring in this braider from the Bronx. Her name is Stasha Harris, and she's super, super fast. She's out of this studio called Magic Fingers Studio, and she honestly has magic fingers. Like they are going so fast, you think it's in fast forward, but it's not.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. But she creates these really cool styles for us, and we bring in a stylist to clothe the girls, and they just look awesome at the end, and everyone loves the results. And we've just been getting such major feedback from our readers, like, I never saw this style before. Thank you for introducing it to us, or like, this is such a cool way to do, you know, XYZ style. So it's really cool. And we've been getting in celebrities to do it as well. So we just did a shoot with Soraya that got 5.8 million views, which is so cool. And it was being regrammed everywhere on Instagram. So that was really awesome to see a style that, you know, Stasha created for her and that you just saw kind of go viral.
So you obviously know what works for your reader. But is there ever a debate in the office, I wonder, about, okay, here's either a beauty trend that a celebrity tried or something that's trending right now that doesn't seem exactly safe, where you guys have to think, do we really, even though we know it's going to get a lot of clicks, do we really want to put this up?
We go back and forth with the 5-minute nose job, lip job, chin implant situation, because we don't want our reader to think that she or he has to do this, but
you're talking about like a makeup trick that makes it look like you had a nose job kind of thing?
Or maybe just even filler. You know how you can have a dermatologist put filler in your nose, lips for people out there who haven't heard of this. And, you know, we're seeing kids like Kylie Jenner, and basically any Instagram kid has this type of minimal work done.
Yeah.
And, you know, our girls are like, how are they getting this look? And it's like, okay, well, you know, I want to be sure that we're being really sensitive and careful about, you know, not making them feel like they have to have any sort of plastic surgery. So that's kind of something we'll say, should we post about this? Okay, if we are, we're going to say, you know, you can get this look by overlining your lips with a neutral looking liner, or, you know, several steps down the line, you can also talk to your dermatologist about getting filler injected into your nose. But I always want to give our reader other options so that they don't feel forced into something.
But you do feel like you have to tell them what's going on too, right?
Yeah, because I feel like we have to be part of the conversation, or else you're not part of the conversation.
It's tricky.
It is really tricky because we want everyone to feel like their most gorgeous self. But obviously there are these options and there are these trends that they're seeing on Instagram in their face every single day. So I feel like it's our job to, you know, not make them feel like they have to do it. But like, here's a thing that's happening. And if you want to be involved.
So what's the most controversial post that you guys have ever done?
We really think carefully about stuff that we post, but I think that there are some things with the beauty feuds that have been happening that is like, you really have to be careful because we work with a lot of these bloggers.
Oh, like an Instagrammer who got in a fight with another YouTuber.
Yes.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, sure. Like, Jeffree Star, we interview a lot. We just did a huge profile on him earlier in the summer. And at the same time, you know, there were call-outs about being racist earlier in the year, you know, allegedly. Mm-hmm. And then other issues that had been happening around the same time that we released mm-hmm. the story. So, you know, if we're covering something about him, but we also want to do a profile about him, you have to be careful about what you say about people. And also, we're not a negative beauty site. So,
right.
you know, I'm not a negative person. So I'm not going to be starting something on the internet, you know?
Do you have people who are perusing the comments on Cosmo.com to like pull out any bad ones and delete them? Or, I guess moderators, or do you just let people have the conversation on their own?
We typically let people have a conversation on their own. If there's something that's being said terribly, there have been moments where we have pulled a comment, but it has to be really bad because, you know, people say mean things on the internet all the time. And it's like, if you're on there, you have to have a thick skin.
Yeah.
You know, and these people that are in these feuds are, you know, they do. So
that makes me think of having a thick skin just because as Jess and I have like been doing this show, you know, we engage more with people on Instagram and things like that. We do get feedback.
Yeah, it's hard.
But and then you also personally, not just for Cosmo.com, you have like an Instagram account where you have a bunch of followers and you put your personal life out there a little bit. Do you ever worry about drawing a line between this is me, Cosmo.com, Carly, working, and then here's my personal life?
I haven't had an issue with anyone calling me out or saying anything too nasty, especially on my Instagram. But I do sometimes look at the comments and things that people say on cosmopolitan.com, and it is very crazy. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, you're ugly, or like, your eyebrows, like, jacked up. And you're just like, what? Like, what are you talking about? You're so rude. I'm like, okay, Karen, you just, like, don't have anything else to say right now. But my favorite thing to do is going on there sometimes, like, when I have time, which is, like, never. But I'll go on and be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for reading. And I think that just...
To a mean commenter.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
And I think that it makes them remember that you're an actual human on the other side of the screen. And often they'll respond with, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I love reading your stuff and I follow you on Instagram. And you're just like, okay, so you're just coming for me because, like, why? I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't know. I never like to brag or, I don't know, like, push it in people's faces what I get to do. Like, I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I try to live my life like that on Instagram. So I want people to be like included and not like, look what I get to do. Just kind of like, yes, we are getting to go to this cool place, but like, here's some like cool restaurants to go to if you go to this place, you know, kind of just give like some service. I don't know. I guess it bleeds into my personal life too.
Yeah.
I'm like always giving service.
Well, no, but you're lucky that you work for a company that is in line with, you know, who you are personally.
Right. It is true. I feel like I embody the brand. So it's nice that, it's like, I don't have to be fake.
I mean, you've been a Cosmo girl for how long now?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't even ask you that, but what did you do before that?
So I worked at Shape magazine. I started there as the assistant beauty editor and worked my way up to beauty editor. And then I actually found out that Cosmopolitan.com was hiring on Twitter. And then I reached out to my friend Dawn Davis, who had the job prior to me. And I was like, I just saw that you tweeted that you're leaving. Like, can I have
good
a job?
Good tip for people looking for...
You found your job online.
Yes.
Okay. But now, actually, I have to say something. You were started at Shape, but now it seems like you're a bit of a fitness guru.
I've always loved fitness. I grew up, basically was in every sport. I wanted to dance all my life, and my mom just, like, wanted me to be a tomboy for some reason. So I did it all.
Says the beauty director of Cosmo.com.
So what do you mean she wanted you to be a tomboy?
You know, like, I feel like she had me in softball, t-ball, soccer. Like, I got kicked in the shins, and I was like, I'm out. Like, I can't do this anymore. But then I was like, also...
get back in there?
Yeah. But, you know, funny. I did volleyball. I played basketball. Like, I ran track. I pole vaulted. Like, I literally
you
have
pole
done...
pole vaulted?
Yes.
You're, like, what, 5 feet tall?
I'm 5'2", and yeah, it's
I've
hard.
I've never actually seen a pole vault in real life.
Yeah, only it's interesting.
Would this be a good Cosmo viral video?
Carly, yeah, like, I don't think the world knows this about you. You've
got
to get out there.
Yeah, they probably don't.
Okay, we'll do track and field with Carly.
Yeah, try.
There could be a beauty look to go along with it.
Okay, well, listen, pole vaulter. So then, okay, you kept up. So how'd you get back into beauty? And then let's go back, circle back to fitness. I've got so many questions.
Okay, so really all my life I was so interested in beauty. My aunt used to be a model and she would like curl my bangs and like put makeup on me when I was little. And I loved that. You know, I was in ballet and also like dance recitals and things like that. So you always have like a full face on. So I've been doing like a full face beat since I was like wee little.
And calling it that when you were little. Yes.
And then in high school, I would do my friend's nails and for prom and things like that. Yeah. I don't know. I was just like really interested in it. And then in college, I would cut my friend's hair. I had like no real technique. I was just like, I think this looks good. And no one really complained. So I don't know. And then I interned for Leah Weyer at Health Magazine when she was there. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a real job. So can I please like have this? Uh-huh. And then I went and finished my senior year and in college. And I was shopping at TJ Maxx and Leah called me and was like, there's a job opening at Shape. I think you should go for it.
I love that you like, you have the moment.
Yes. I was at TJ Maxx. I'm a full on Maxinista.
Exactly. Get the maximum for the minimum.
You're like, yeah, put the bargain back. I need to go and get ready.
Put it down. Oh, my God. I got to go get a job.
That's so funny. Does Leah know that you were, like, do you tell her the story?
Yeah, she knows it.
That's so funny. Yeah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. And then I took the train up here 3 separate times, did the edit test, and then they offered me the job 2 months before I graduated. So I felt very lucky. Oh, wow. It was, like, the time when everyone was like, no one's going to get a job anymore, and you're like, oh, shit. But then I had mine before I graduated and felt like super, super happy and lucky and blessed and all the things.
That's a nice path to where you are now.
Yeah.
But let's get back to working out because she showed up with a cami and these guns.
Oh, yeah.
And you're always like on your Instagram, like, you know, working out, doing something. You're like on a man's back, like while he's doing sit-ups or push-ups or something.
That's where I'm most comfortable.
Wait, that's not a workout if he's doing the sit-ups and the push-ups and you're just sitting on.
Yeah, it's just
But
really...
give us some fitness tips for 2018 because this is the year that I get fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, okay. When's your wedding?
April.
Oh, okay. So that's – is this the
There's
impetus?
No time, but keep going.
There's no time.
Okay, well, that actually is some time, and here's what I can tell you can do. It's not super hard.
You know her personality a little bit. She's tried a lot of exercise classes and often thinks she's either allergic to them or they make her sick. I'm curious, like for newbies, we're not going to go boxing with people with big ropes and sitting on their backs like you do. What's like a good newbie class?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a really great question, Jen.
Thanks. You'd think I had a podcast or something.
Yeah, you just slid that in there flawlessly. Okay, so I recently met this woman, Beck Donlin, because I was having an issue where I was going to this other class and I was building up my butt muscles in the wrong area. Who knew you could do that? Mm-hmm. So I was walking around with more of like a sprinter's butt than, I don't know, someone just who wanted a nice ass, you know, type of thing. So I had like a muscle that was at the high part of my butt.
And I like that bubble butt,
and
though.
Yes, but it also can simulate a muffin top, which is like not what you want to look like.
But what
you
about
have
people
in jeans.
Without muscles?
Okay, I'm getting there. Okay. Anyway, so I met this woman, Beck, and she was like, let me help you come to my class. So what she does is resistance bands. And this is super easy for anyone to do at home or basically anywhere you are. So if you travel a lot, it's also great. And she has like 30-minute workouts or more on her website, sweatwithbeck.com. Mm-hmm. And it's super, super helpful. Writes down sweatwithbeck.com.
Jess is taking notes.
You can come with me to a class. I'll bring you.
Oh my God. I'd be mortified.
No. She's great. And she's not like about making you feel terrible that you've like never worked out or whatever else, you know?
Okay.
But the bands really do work. And you can do upper body. You do abs with them. You do, you know, she has like a bunch of different exercises. So that's what I've been doing. And I found that I got leaner, which is what I was trying to do. Yeah. I don't want to lose weight. I just want to look like toned. And she honestly got me there in like 2 weeks and I've just been like perfecting it since.
Wow.
Yeah.
2 weeks, Jess.
2 weeks.
However, there is a meal plan that is like very like, I don't know, people friendly because you're eating all day. You're eating every 3 hours and it like involves protein and vegetables. Do you eat
And
those?
That's Beck's meal?
Yeah,
I love vegetables.
Beck's meal plan. I'll send it to you.
I love vegetables. Okay.
It's great. It's super easy.
Can you give us a website?
Yes. So
it's just Sweat with Beck.
It's Sweat with Beck.
Okay. I'll put that on our website.
That sounds doable.
It's super doable.
Guys,
honestly.
Sweat with Beck.
It's great. And it's healthy. Carly. It's healthy.
And good for the new year, I imagine.
Yeah.
For people who are like, fresh restart.
Yes, totally.
Speaking of fresh restart, before we move on to 2018, I wanted to ask you a little bit
about some of the big beauty trends of 2017.
Okay.
Do a little wrap up here.
Yes.
So just thinking back over the stuff you've written about, but also the products you've seen, like which influencers, in your opinion, or YouTubers made like a big splash this year?
Well, I feel like what Patrick Starr just had this collaboration with MAC, and yes, there's more to come from that. And, you know, Jeffree Star launched more products this year, which everyone was freaking out about. I mean,
yeah,
Kylie,
they're not going anywhere. They're still going strong.
No, they're still going strong. I mean, some of them still, I mean, Jeffree Star's lipsticks are incredible. There's just certain people who, you know, they might cause a ruckus, but like they're coming out with things that are amazing.
Yeah.
If we're talking,
his lipsticks are better than like some, like, would you put them on the same, would you put them on the same playing field as like a Tom Ford?
There's different formulas that are going to give you different results, as you know. Mm-hmm. And if I was choosing basically a long-lasting lipstick, I would choose Jeffree Star's because it does not bleed anywhere. And I'm not saying Tom Ford's does, but
it's a creamy formula.
Tom Ford's is a little creamier, and I like it to be moisturizing, but like matte looking.
Okay, got it.
You know, and
a
sometimes I go
matte,
for like, yes, a comfort matte. Sometimes I go for like a glossier red, which I use like Lancome or Bobbi Brown, mm-hmm, or, you know, but if I'm going for like a comfort matte, I choose like Dior or Jeffree Star. Wow. Also, Charlotte Tilbury has one that will not come off on your boyfriend's face.
We're talking about those Hollywood matte guys.
They're the ones, the liquid lipstick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They are incredible. Charlotte, you're killing it. Thank you for making red that you can make out with your boyfriend with.
Wait, you've seriously put that on and then made out with someone?
I swear to you.
That sounds fun.
It was great.
Okay, so those are the big influencers. Was there anyone else that maybe new, up and coming, that you're into?
Well, if we're talking celebrities, obviously Rihanna. I love her Fenty line.
Sure, yeah, she killed it.
Are we talking celebs?
We can if you want, sure.
I think that her launch was great, mm-hmm, very needed.
It's a big beauty moment
in the market
this year.
Yes,
yeah.
Huge, huge beauty moment. And I think that her line was great. I mean, I love Kim Kardashian's packaging. I think it's great. I used
for her products, you mean?
Yes.
What about like for when you saw them out and about, like Met Gala and Oscars and whatever? Was there any beauty look you saw on a celebrity this year that you were like, I need to have that look?
I feel like was it Kim at the VMAs this year where she wore the wet look?
I was just gonna say, was it wet hair?
Oh my God, she just looked so amazing.
You've done wet hair. I saw you do it once. We were out, and I forget where. And what is the product that does that? Because every time I try and do that, I look like a crunchy hot mess.
Okay, mm-hmm. So yes, you can go crunchy very quick with a wet look.
Yeah.
But so I recently started dating Giovanni from Glam Squad. He's a creative director.
The woman dates a hairstylist. Like, could you like have a better person in your life? I can't imagine
it. So here's what I found
out
from
him. What did he teach you? Yeah.
I was using a product that was giving me a crunchier finish because I just didn't want it to move. And he was like, no, like the point is for it to move, like in kind of a minimal way. So
yeah.
You want to look like your hair is actually wet, like from the shower.
Languid.
Or, and yes.
For sure.
So the cocktail he created for me is the Christophe Robin Moisturizing Hair Cream. So I put that all over, mm-hmm, from like roots to ends. And this is all while your hair is wet from the shower, or if you want to douse it down, whatever, pick your poison. And then the next thing I put on is the Kérastase Elixir Ultime,
that gold one. It's like a serum,
yes,
almost.
Yes, cream and oil. I'm like, how do I say that? And then the R&Co Wall Street Stronghold Gel. And that's your final.
You don't mix these all up together. You apply one, then the other, then the other.
I apply them in layers because you want to make sure that you're getting your hair
and just rake
saturated.
It through and
just rake
form
it, through
it
with
into
your
the
fingers.
Shape that you want.
Yes. And then what I thought was really cool that I wasn't doing before that he showed me is I was just raking it all back. And what he said to do is to like rake it all back and then kind of gently put your hands on your hair and push forward.
Yeah.
And wherever your part is going to fall will naturally like
open up
separate
a little.
And it looks like just super sexy. And that's like,
and not like
Kim's
a Lego people hard.
Right. Which I was walking around like that. And he was like, let me just fix it. And I'm like, can you just like, let me do my hair? And he's like, no, it's going to look better. And then, of course, he was right because that's what he does for a living. So.
That's a very convenient person to have in your life.
Yeah.
And it sounds exactly not how I do the wet look. So I'm going to try that.
Try
instead.
This. You'll be
pleasantly
surprised.
That's a good New Year's look because people got glitter going on, and for some reason I end up with champagne on me at every party I go to. But if you're already looking like your hair,
if your hair's already wet, you're just like, go ahead, pour it on me.
Okay, just back to 2017. Want to make sure we hit it all.
Sure.
products that had big buzz, obviously Fenty Beauty. Was there any other like one product that either sold out or everybody was asking about it on the website that you thought was really big for the year?
I feel like highlighters really had a moment this year, and really like any brand who was making them, they were selling like hotcakes. I think Too Faced did these really shimmery, I think there were like three hearts. We did a video on it. It got like millions and millions of views. I feel like any of those highlighters, and Fenty had them too. Mm-hmm. Glossier. I don't know if their highlighter came out this year, actually.
Glossier.
Can't keep track.
It might be last year.
Was it last
year?
They
were early on the highlighter.
Theirs is amazing.
What's
by
your
the way.
Highlighter Shout out to Emily. Of choice?
The Glossier one.
The Halloscope or something?
Yes, Halloscope.
Now I'm curious, I have to ask Jess too, since this is our year-end wrap-up, what do you think was huge for 2017?
For 2017?
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Let me think. Boy Brow's been out for a while. I'm just trying to think what people were asking me for. Oh, that clear sunscreen from Glossier. People were hitting me.
Oh, yeah. People got really into that sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's very true. I got a lot of requests for Milk makeup this year. I don't know. You can tell by what goes missing from the beauty closet.
Yeah.
Like Orbe still cannot. You put Orbe on the shelf and then you go back the next day and you're like, where did that Orbe go?
Someone stole this. Thank you.
Let's talk about 2018.
Okay.
Okay. The future.
The future.
The future. What do we think is going to be big? We're seeing some, previews for spring. But what do you predict?
Okay, so I have a crystal ball called, Pinterest's fortune telling. Mm-hmm. So basically they came out with, and which, we know this, it's oils. I think we're just seeing more and more masks. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. In fact, people are just making masks for crazier places on your body.
Yeah.
There's going to be a nipple mask here soon. Who even knows?
Ooh. Should we invent that?
I'm sure there's probably already one for pregnant ladies.
Finger masks I just saw. They look like little finger puppets almost to get your cuticles in shape, like little sheet masks for your fingers.
Oh, really?
It's a K-beauty brand. Wait, when you said Pinterest.
Actually, I would wear those in the winter. So
right? Just
I'll
get a little
down.
Moisture. When you said Pinterest, is this things that are trending that people are searching for on Pinterest?
Yes.
Okay, that's
so
your crystal
ball. It's their Pinterest trending trends for 2018.
So oils, masks.
Lashes.
They're always going to be big.
They're always going to be big. Pixies are huge, and also the bob is still apparently not going anywhere.
That's good because you have a nice bob.
I know. Please. I need to stand.
Would you ever go pixie?
I went pixie once. This is not my first hairstylist that I've dated. So I have. Sorry. Sorry,
right?
Gio. I dated one in college and we got a pixie. Well, I got a pixie.
He gave
me a pixie. Okay. It was when Selma Blair and Paris Hilton got their pixies.
Mm-hmm,
and I was like, these, I was clearly vibing with them both. They're very similar, Selma Blair.
Yeah. Wait, how long did the relationship last after you started cutting your hair?
Oh, we dated for a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, he was nice. Very nice guy.
For 22, we've got oils, we've got masks, lashes aren't going anywhere. Anything else you're thinking?
The face rollers. We're seeing so many more jade rollers. I mean, just any type of thing that is going to preserve your youth, which I've been using a jade roller every morning and I'm obsessed with it. I pop it in my fridge.
What do you think about it? Why?
Because sometimes I wake up puffy and then I went to a facialist. Have you ever been to Mary Shook?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to her and she was telling me how to use one. And I was like, okay, yeah. Because obviously it gets your lymphatic drainage going. And she showed me how to do it, which is you go up underneath your cheek
have two rollers.
And then down. Just one. Doing it for, I don't know why.
Up your cheek and then down.
So up your cheek at an angle and then at your ear, you would switch it and go down your neck. Because you always want to get your lymphatic drainage going toward your inner organs. So then it'll go out in your waist. But if you don't get it draining, it will pool under your eyes and you're going to have all of this puffiness. You guys know this.
Yeah. Could you do that with your fingers though?
You could, but you're going to be pulling your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dragging it. Whereas this just kind of steam rolls it out,
I had the Dr. Jart roller and I loved that.
I really think that you can see the difference.
But so less about maybe the LED laser and those kind of gadgets and more about these lifting, smoothing.
Manual
jade
massage.
Crystal roller type things.
Yeah, things in the fridge. I just interviewed Madonna the other day. Subtle name drop, which I'll pick when I'll pick it up when I leave.
Hello.
But she said that she puts her
yes.
She puts her eye masks in the freezer. And I was like, oh, the freezer. And she was like, yeah. She's like, I want my face frozen. I mean, and
Well,
she of all people, she's
you're
she's
doing a good job at it. Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like things that you can put in the fridge to just then put on your face
is
just
better. Where can we read the rest of, like, Madonna's gems? Like, is this going to be on Cosmo.com?
It was in an anti-aging cream story, but we just had a sidebar about her masks.
I see. And I saw you on Coveter recently, and I just love that, like, you open your fridge and there's no food in there. It's just, like, beauty products.
Yeah, there's actually legit no food in there. And
is
my
this part of the diet plan
like
that you've recommended?
No, it's... Honestly, I am never home because I'm running around. You know, we have, like, breakfast with PR reps and dinners and...
You're sitting on a guy's back while he's doing push-ups.
It's like you're running around so much. And the most food I have in my fridge, and I'd love to eat, don't get me wrong, would be like eggs.
Okay.
You know, like eggs and hot sauce.
So there's eggs, hot sauce,
like
champagne.
I don't like eggs and I don't like hot sauce. I don't know if this is going to work.
Well, you like beauty products. Yeah. So. Do you think that's true that you could put any product in the fridge and it would be fine? Or are we going to like ruin any of the formulas?
I don't know.
Some lipsticks I've caused
yeah, they
like
get a
little
waxy
thing.
They get yeah, like too
little
more like skincare you want to put yeah. in the fridge
so. Yeah like skincare I do think fragrance is good because you're always supposed to keep it in a cool
oh yeah
place.
It's dark in your fridge good point
yeah and also nail polish oh yeah my grandma did that and I was like okay
I always keep nail polish in the fridge
and it stays forever it really I mean not that you're supposed to keep it forever but you know
my grandmother put batteries for some reason
and
nail polish
that was the us too our family too
I don't know
oh yeah batteries
the Duracell
that's a thing.
And like nail polish it's not a grandma thing
okay we're gonna look into this if that actually does do anything
thing.
Let's just talk about you personally
yeah
too.
okay
what are CC's favorites
okay so I'm obsessed with It Cosmetics CC cream and not because it's my initials
how convenient
yeah not because it's my initials but honestly I really do think that it transforms anyone's face I would like to see them have a larger shade range for other people, but for me, I've found my perfect match.
Are you
medium.
The light? Oh, you're medium. Me too.
Yes, I'm medium.
That's between fair and light. No, I think
they only have like six shades, but it's weird. We're not the same color, and it's not sheer. There is coverage, but it works on a lot of skin tones.
I think that if you do find that it's a little dark for you, you can sheer it out, which like is probably why we can do that.
I'm between shades. You can sheer it out.
Yeah.
You can sheer it out. But yeah, I would love to see a broader range, but it is an incredible product.
Totally. It's incredible. I mean, I was in St. Bart's earlier this year, and honestly, that was like one of the only channels that we got, and I watched her infomercial like anytime we were home. It's just so mesmerizing. She takes off of her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rosacea. She puts it on and it's like a full clear.
That's
what
one
else
does.
Is on.
She lives and breathes her job. Damn it.
Also, I have to know what's out there, what the people are watching.
I think our listeners need to just stay tuned for 2018. We might have a surprise in that vein of a Jamie Kern-Lima situation.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Okay, so you love the CC cream from It Cosmetics.
I love
what
the
else?
CC cream. There's a blush from Clé de Peau. I believe it's number 3. The shade is apricot.
Is it
something.
Cream?
It's cream.
I know what you're talking about.
I swirl a brush around there and put it on my cheeks, and it is like the most perfect color. Honestly, it would suit any skin tone because it's, you know, like has warm and cool tones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like so stunning. Like I love it. It would look great on you both. Mm-hmm. But so I use that. And I also put that over my eyelids. You guys know Robin Black, right? Makeup artist Robin Black. She has Beauty is Boring. Mm-hmm. She told me if you're ever feeling/looking tired, she was like, just swirl a little bit of that on your eyelids and it instantly makes you look awake and it does.
Wow. That's a great tip.
I wouldn't think to put blush on my eyelids if I was tired.
It's like.
Because it's like a warm sort of color.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Because it like warm. It literally just makes you look like.
What color are your eyes?
Mine are brown.
Oh, okay. So it would work probably for me.
Yeah, it would
color
work for
eye.
You too.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. But you have to have the rest of your skin. You
don't
know,
just
like
go
even.
Barefaced with blush on your eyes. Yeah. Not going to do it.
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, like anyone who has redness in their skin, I do. So it kind of just draws more attention to the like any readiness.
Yeah.
If you,
so you
don't have like
perfected
a
first.
Perfected canvas.
So put the CC cream on.
So put the CC cream on
then
first.
Then you add the
with a beauty blender. Beauty blender is like a girl's best friend, right, everyone?
Yes.
And then I never leave the house without curling my lashes. I don't put on a shit ton of mascara, but I do wear mascara. And the one I use always is the Rodale double XL Glammo Lash.
Oh, that's a new one for the pod.
Yeah, we have not heard that
And
one
I told
yet.
It to Sir John, and now he uses that on Beyonce.
Oh,
so,
stop it. You heard it here. You're welcome, Beyonce.
The last time I saw him, he was like, hey, he's like, you know that mascara? He's like, this one's so good. And I was like, I know. I told you about
that's
it.
That's so funny.
We're gonna have to try that one. That's
I'm really like, remember funny. Where you came from.
Just remember me when.
Yeah. And then for lips, I'm always hoarding three shades. So it's nude, like a blackberry, and like an orangey red, but like more on the shade of true red. Like I just like it to have like a tinge of orange.
So what are your like three desert island lipsticks?
Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk.
Oh,
one of Jess's favorites.
So good. So good for everyone. And I also, my reds, I told you I go back and forth between like Charlotte Tilbury, Lancome. I can't remember the name for the Lancome one. And then Bobbi Brown has this one called Parisian.
Ooh.
That's really great. And then Dior has this one. It's in my bag. Should I get it?
Yeah, get it. It's Fat Mascara. We do this with everybody at the end of
What's
the interview.
What's your Charlotte red?
Okay, I have it here. I'll tell you. Literally, okay. They're in my bag. See? This
is not oh, and she needs all three just in case.
Okay. So my Charlotte Tilbury, I go between Pillow Talk and English Beauty.
Okay.
I have a zillion, like a zillion options. And then the Charlotte Tilbury is Screen Siren. That's this one.
That's the liquid lip.
Oh, that's the Kiss Your Boyfriend one.
Yes. And then here's this Jeffree Star one that I love. I have like 12. Oh, I also
that is a small purse that you have all that stuff in.
I have
wow.
so much stuff in. Okay, this Jeffree Star one is called Red Rum, which is murder backwards.
Can I see the Jeffree Star one?
Yeah. It's like a I pimped out pink bullet.
And then what's that guy? Dior.
And then this is Dior 999.
Oh, that's a classic. Great, I like that classic. One too.
And then you guys, I have to say about this other. So here, I have I didn't even do this on purpose. This is just literally like oh, what that's I'm the carrying Rodial. Around in my.
Is that how you say that? Rodial.
Rodial.
Glammo Lash Mascara XXL. Okay, also, and what's that compact right there that looks very fun that you said is very important?
Yes. Okay, so I just had this desk side with this brand called Isadora.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this foundation is awesome. It's like my second choice to IT Cosmetics CC
wow.
cream. And you can feel the texture. It's honestly so nice.
Oh, it's got a sponge, cushion. Almost like yeah. a cushion compact.
It's okay. It goes on super smooth. And my skin has never felt.
I don't want to touch your. You put
smoother.
My little paw.
In. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not a very expensive
just do a little.
Brand either.
No, it's
Isadora.
Not. Yeah, just do it on the outside.
That
like
looks nice.
It feels so nice.
It's very nice,
and it like doesn't skip when you put it on. It's such a nice application.
Ooh, we'll
and
put
then
a link on the blog.
Makeup artist Katie Jane Hughes just told me about this
What's
concealer.
That?
This is the Wonder Dualist Concealer. So on one side, it's a stick concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and on the other side, it's a liquid.
Oh, this is Wander Beauty. Like,
yes,
they've
Wander
been on
Beauty.
The podcast way back when.
It's so good because she put it on my skin, and I was like, "What did you just use?" Because it looked like my skin,
yeah,
just only better. And she told me that it was Wander Beauty, this Dualist concealer, and she was like, "You have to call it in right now
and use it yourself
and try it and use it." And I love it.
That's
I've
a
loved
good
it
one.
Ever since.
And do I see a fragrance?
Yes. Okay. So this is just randomly in here too, which is
well, we always
very
ask
fitting for,
yes.
for this. But have you heard of this brand Commodity?
It's like four people today that I asked about their fragrance ended up naming a Commodity fragrance. Don't tell me it's leather.
It's gold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Smell
calling
this.
It now. It's going to be the new Lalabo.
It is
because people are
so good. That's there's a lid on it. There's a lid on it.
Spritz
it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jess, this is you're going to like this. I think it's a gourmand,
so good.
But
put,
like an expensive.
Put it on. It smells
nice.
So good.
The other person I talked to, it was a guy, and he was wearing leather, and he was like, I'm over Le Labo Santal because everybody smells like it. He's like, this is the new Le Labo, and it has that warmness.
It's so good. They also have a Tonka that smells really good.
Yes.
Also, I met with this girl. Her name's Karina Chaz is her last name. She has this brand called Dead Cool, and she – have you heard of her?
I just met with her too.
So anyway, I love her fragrances. What did you think about that?
I thought they were really good for natural – they're all natural.
They're
which
all
I'm
natural.
I'm always skeptical because I feel like it's just going to be one
Me
note.
Me too.
But they were very nuanced and really nice.
And you know what? They last so long.
Which number did you end up liking?
I honestly love them all, but I love one – I believe is my favorite, mm-hmm. but I got five, like the number five for Gio, and he puts it on, and he like smells like that all day.
That's funny. I like
it's
number
crazy.
Five. That's the one.
Number
I was
five
wearing.
Is awesome. It's like they more awesome. Masculine, but
Yeah.
It smells amazing.
You have some good new discoveries for us. I feel like you didn't just whip out the old, oh, it's Aquaphor and blah, blah,
blah.
Yeah. Good
and job. You jam it all in that little bag.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, love Aquaphor.
You know, a lot of people just name the same.
Is everything just rolling around in there? Or do you have a little cosmetics bag?
Yeah, everything is rolling around in here.
Okay.
I have like tampons and then like, you know, oh, here's that dead cool thing, Chaz stick. She has like a chapstick too.
Oh, I didn't get that.
You know, you can use it on your brows. That's like what she told me to do. Kind of create your whole brow, like awesome boy brow situation with boy this brow. Little Chaz stick.
Yeah. Chaz stick.
Cool.
Yes. Carly, we Thank learned a you. Lot from you. Thanks for teaching us about the Cosmo.com ways, the Carly, the CC ways.
We've yeah. really, you know, you've got it all going on, Carly.
I'm here for you guys, you know.
It's time to raise a wand. That was really, really energetic. I'm so sorry. I'm just really excited about this product because I've been using it for 2 months. And every time I pull it out, I'm like, damn it, it didn't launch yet. Damn it, it didn't launch yet.
What is it?
Finally, it's launched. It is Marc Jacobs Beauty Le Marc Liquid Lip Crayon. I got really excited about this product. It has the coverage and staying power of one of those corpsey liquid lipsticks, the comfort of a creamy satin finish bullet lipstick, the precision of a lip liner, and the color payoff of a liquid lipstick, all in one little crayon, okay, chubby crayon.
Let me see.
So here are the three shades that
Wow, you got three shades for me yes. to look at. Okay.
I think that there's
I
one
like
called
the packaging.
Yeah, and so it's basically a chubby crayon, which I know NARS has done for a while.
Oh, very but, smooth.
Oh, the glide on them is beautiful. And some of the shades have something called Ghost Pearl. Wow. So it has like a pearlescent quality that makes it look shiny, not matte. And I really like that. But Burn Notice is this amazing 90s like Cindy Crawford cinnamon
is
toasty. That might not be in the little pile that I showed you there. I really like Burn Notice. And then there's a lovely plummy one that's called Merlot Blow. You got to love Marks. He's so cheeky, right? And lastly, the raspberry one I'm into. I think it's called, what is that, Plum and Get It? It's like yeah. a pinky purpley kind of color. Anyway, I feel like it's a good hybrid of all the best of all different kinds of lip colors in one. $26, so it's not cheap, but I've been using this thing every single day, and I've not worn it down in 2 months. So lots of color payoff, right?
A lot of color payoff.
What are you raising a wand to?
I also, it's funny how sometimes we have like a sync, like a mind meld thing.
What's going on?
A product that just launched this week. Herbivore or Herbivore, depending on how you say herb
if you're British or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pink Cloud Rose Water Moisture Cream.
I have not tried it, but I saw the name and I was in love already. What is it?
It lives up to its expectations. I love the smell of rose, but I am particular about rose facial products because I don't want to feel like, you know, like my face is in like a potpourri jar the whole time. This is such a light, beautiful moisturizer. And as we've just talked about, I've needed a lot of moisture this this week. But I also didn't want something super fragrant and heavy. Like, you know, if your face feels like there's a lot of open little
cuts. Did you want something cloud-like?
Cloud-like, soothing, not too fragrant that it was going to sting and like, you know, get all up in my like grill. It's just really gentle, and it layers nicely with my other products. I can't speak to how yours will layer, but I can layer it with, like, I layer a lot of things, and this did not, like, cause pilling, or it just was really, really soothing and nice. I'm going to tell you guys, I think it's a basic moisturizer.
Like, it doesn't have a lot of actives or
yeah,
that kind
this,
of thing.
Yeah, this is not going to, like, turn back time.
Right.
But it's just a beautiful, basic moisturizer Ooh. That smells gorgeous.
Love it. Raise a wand.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.